K-Rock 955, this is The Wash Up, thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist. There was one spot in the GDFL top five up for grabs. Winchelsea held it, but they had the tough task of taking on minor premier, reigning premier, Thompson, down at Eastern Reserve. The Tigers, they got the chocolates over the Blues. So that meant East Geelong had the door open for them, but were they willing to walk through it? They hadn't won at Myers Reserve since 2008, but they snapped an 11-year losing streak at the top of the hill, and they got a 37-point win that sees them play finals for the first time in 5 years. 12-14-86 to 7-7-49. Their coach, Jeremy Power, good enough to join us. Jez, thanks for your time. You got to Richmond Crescent with the club, not in a great shape almost 2 years ago, but right now you have them playing in finals. Has this process gone a little bit quicker than you anticipated?
It has, mate. Yeah, it has. You sort of don't know once you get through the first year and then the second year. And luckily, the guys have just really gelled in the last, probably 8 months. It's been real credit to those guys. But no, it's exciting, mate. It's good. It's nice to know that the club has turned itself around.
The live app would have been getting it working over yesterday?
No, actually, it was the opposite. I said, I don't know about it. I don't want to affect what we're doing here. We just got to concentrate on doing this. So it wasn't until the siren went, and then we sort of shook hands and go, all right, let's have a look at the score. And that's when we passed on the message.
Yep. So the boys had no idea. You've made sure that they were just focused on what was going on at Myers Reserve.
We did. I mean, there might have been a few twos boys that were cheering pretty loudly on the sides that were giving them updates as we go. But from our point of view, we weren't telling them anything.
Yep. Made it hard for you, though, the Panthers. You didn't get handed the 4 points. You didn't break them to the last quarter.
Yeah, it was actually really contested sort of footy. The ground was pretty hard work, so you couldn't really get much of a run on in either way. So the momentum sort of bounced around a little bit, but when it came down to the last quarter, I think Tari mentioned the fitness side of things, that sort of came out for us, and I guess a bit of a will to win and want to try and make this happen. So, yeah, it was nice.
Did you give the boys a chance to really enjoy this, and do you give them a chance to enjoy the fact they're playing finals, or have you set them to go, all right, gents, we're a chance now? Inverleigh only beat us by 10 points when we met them at home back in the middle of the season. Don't say that we're not here just making up the numbers.
Absolutely. We had a function last night, so probably good timing, bad timing. But we said, look, just enjoy yourselves, but don't go silly. And we had a bit of a catch-up today, and everyone turned up in really good shape. So, definitely not there to make up the numbers. Feel like we can do some damage if we play our sort of footy. So that's what we're going to try and do.
And you've got some consistency with the side, but you were hoping to get a couple back, like Zanagawadi and Dowsett back yesterday. Did they play and get through?
Yeah, Hoss Dowsett, he played, which is good. Jake, we ran through the twos just to make sure he had a run and make sure he's feeling 100%. So, he'll probably be a strong chance to come back into the team. That consistency's been pretty good. We've had a few little changes here and there, but for the most part, guys have been able to play together.
Yeah. Wasn't Jack Elliott's best game for the season, but he's kicked three and he's finished with 51. That's nice recognition for his year to top the half ton.
Oh, it sure is. Like, Jack just goes about his business. It's funny, sometimes you look at the score and he's kicked 5 goals, and as a coach you're looking at different things about the way guys are playing. But he's just a really smart, clever footballer, and he's just, over the course of the year, he's just continually worked on what he's doing, and the knowledge of the game's just come along. So really happy for him.
Yep. He's a gentleman we've spoken about, and probably because he carries a fairly famous surname in Lappin, but when the Whitley Medal rolls around in 10 days' time, are we going to see the name D. Lappin somewhere on the leaderboard, do you think?
I'd hope so, but generally with the GDFL, it takes a year for a guy to get recognised, and then the year after that, they poll pretty well. He's such a good player. He's probably, like for us, he's really rated really highly. I'm not sure how he gets perceived outside of footy, but outside of our club. Look, just real barometer for our group. Puts his head over it every time and plays hard, sign on a sign. So, yeah, it's great to have.
Amazingly, he kicked his first goal for the year yesterday.
he knew it too. He's keeping a bit of a tally. So, it was nice for him too, mate. It was good.
Great. So, Jez, we're wrapped for you. It's you've rebuilt the club from basically its bare bones back to where it is. You've got both the ones and the twos in the finals. There's plenty of juniors running around at Richmond Crescent as well. There's some good times ahead for the Eagles, and they start next Sunday with an elimination final against Inverleigh. We wish you all the very best of luck. Well done, Jez.
Thanks, King.